We continue our learning. We're in Horios, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Ein chayavin el al helem davar im shigigas hamaste. We know this already. Beis it is not chayav the par helem davar shel tzibur unless there are two criteria that are met. Number one is helem davar. It's the fact that they are unaware of this detail of this mitzvah, of this halacha, and they made this erroneous ruling. And shigigas hamaste, where Am Yisrael followed, and they followed b'shogeg. The pasuk says v'im kol hadas Yisrael yishgu. When Am Yisrael, they err, so that's an inadvertent avera, v'ne'elam davar mein ha-kahal. And there was this state of unawareness of the kahal, and it's a reference to the Sanhedrin, or the Beis Din. V'asu achas mikol mitzvos Hashem asher lo te'asena. So you need both. You need helem davar, where it was ne'elam davar mi Beis Din. They made a mistake, shalo kahalacha, and Am Yisrael followed b'shogeg based on that ruling. V'chein HaMashiach, and the same is true when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, who makes his erroneous ruling. He's also only chayav his par if there's helem davar. He was unaware of that detail of that halacha and made that ruling. And he did his masa b'shogeg, as we mentioned. If there was a mazed piece in it, so then there's no par for him. And then, v'lo ba'avodah zarah, ein chayavin ela al helem davar im shigigas hamas. And the same thing is true when it comes to avodah zarah. It was mentioned several times that avodah zarah is in a different category where there is a par and a seir, and the avodah zarah has its own section in Parsha Shlach where we speak about this as well. But that also needs a helem davar, that detail with respect to the mitzvah, avodah zarah in general, and shigas maaseh, where most of the people followed. And remember, we had gzeira shava. It said me'ene in both cases of the par helem davar shel tzibur and the avodah zarah case as well. And therefore, the halacha is going to be the same, whatever criteria are necessary in the case of par helem davar by other averos where there's chiyuv kares. The same thing is true when it comes to avodah zarah. Then the Mishnah says ain based in something we also already know. Ain based in chayavin ad sheyoru b'davar shezidono kares v'shigas ochatas. Based in, we've mentioned this several times. Based in is not chayav the par helem davar shel tzibur unless we're speaking about an area of halacha where had you done it that violated that Torah prohibition, you'd be chayav kares, and if you did it b'shogeg, you'd be chayav a karban chatas. How many averos do we have where there is a chayav kares? So there are 36, but that and on all of them. Actually, on 31 of those 36, you'd be chayv a carbon chatas. What are the ones where you're not chayv a carbon chatas b'shogeg, although b'mezid you chayv kares, but b'shogeg you're not chayv a carbon chatas? What are those five out of those 36? Number one is bris milah, and carbon pesach is number two, and those are in their own category because those are not averos. Those are mitzvos. A person who doesn't have a bris milah, a person who doesn't bring carbon pesach, is officially chayv kares. These are two mitzvos that make a person part of Klal Yisrael in different ways. But there's a mitzvah, that's a mitzvah saseh. So there's no carbon chatas because it's not a lotus, it's not a negative commandment. That's number one. Number two is the megadef, the one who blasphemes, who curses God, so that even though it's dibur, it's with speech, that dibur, speech, does not have the status of a maaseh, and because there's no maaseh, there's no karban chatos. Karban chatos, the Torah says several times, has to be through the asa, has to be through a maaseh, there's no maaseh. So that takes care of three out of those five exceptions, and there's tumas mikdash v'kadashav. Those are really two different things. We mentioned this when we learned the beginning of Masechah Shavuos. This is where someone who was tamei and walked into the Beis HaMikdash, or someone who was tamei and ate from kachim, from karbanos. So such a person, if they did that b'mezid, then indeed they're chayav kares. But if they did that b'shogeg, you may remember, they're not chayav a classic karban chatas, what we call a chatas kavua, but rather chatas kavua, but rather they're chayav a karban oleviyore. Karban oleviyore is up and down, which means it depends on your financial status. And if you can bring a sheep, wonderful. And if not, you bring birds. And if not, you bring the dal shel bedalim, the poorest of the poor, is able to bring a korban mincha, a flower offering. And that's actually the context where we say echad hamarbe v'echad hamamit, whether you give a lot, you give a little, uvad sheichavein libo l'hashamayim, as long as you have the proper kavana. So since that's not a classic korban chatas, but rather korban hol b'yored, so that's also not in the same category as the other 31. So 36 krisos, 36 aves, where there's going to be chiyuv kares, but only 31 of them is there a classic korban chatas. And therefore, Beis Din would not be chayv a par helam davar shel tzibur on an erroneous ruling, unless it's one of those 31 cases. Those five, Rismila, Karban Pesach, Megadef, the Tumas Mitosh Vekadashav, would not be included. If there was some detail about one of those halachos that Beis Din made a mistake in their ruling and most of Am Yisrael followed, so there would not be a par helam davar shel tzibur. And then the Mishnah says, V'chein HaMashiach, same thing is when it comes to the Kohen Mashiach. He's not chayiv his par unless his ruling, his personal ruling, was for an avera with his kares and b'shogi b'zachatas. V'lo ba'avodah zarah. And the same thing, avodah zarah also, whether it be the Beis Din or the Kohen Mashiach, only where there's erroneous ruling, ad sheyoru al davar shezedono kares v'shigigo sochatas. So take, for example, if let's say Beis Din made a mistake, or Kohen Mashiach, let's say, and they said, you're allowed to bow to avodah zarah, so that's a mistake, that's a detail within avodah zarah. And we mentioned before that it's really a detail in bowing, because bowing, the Torah says, lo sishtarav el acher, so that is something that the tzedukim are modeh in. So it meant, if you remember, where they gave a detail and said, it's only usher to bow if you completely prostrate yourself, what we call pishut yodayim v'raglayim, but other types of bowing is okay. So that's the example we gave. But let's say, for example, they said, you're allowed to hug the avodah zarah. So that's not an iser d'oraisa, you're not chayv carbon chatas for that. So therefore, there would be no carbon, there would be no par helam davar shel tzibur, and there would be no special par for the Kohen Gadol with that type of ruling. Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Ein chayovin al asei v'alo sa'asei shaba mikdash. This Mishnah should sound familiar to us, because we learn pretty much everything in this Mishnah in Masech HaShavuos. So Beis Din is not chayv the par helam davar shel tzibur on an erroneous ruling, as we said, regarding a positive commandment or a negative commandment regarding the Beis HaMikdash. So if you remember, we went to the previous Mishnah as well, that the fact that someone whose tummy walked into the Beis HaMikdash, so that's not included. That's one of, since the Bishogeg, you're not chayv a classic Korban Chatas, but you chayv a Korban Elev Yored, even though B'mezi D'chayev Kares, there would be no par helam davar shel tzibur if Beis Din made some type of ruling in one of the details of this tumah of someone who's tamei walking into the Beis HaMikdash or eating from korbanos. So now we're speaking about the asei, positive commandment or negative commandment. Lo tasei sheba mikdash. What does that mean? So there's the positive commandment of the mikdash is the pasuk in Parshas Naso. It says vishalachu min ha'machaneh kol tzarua v'chol zav v'chol tamei lanafesh. It says who has to leave the machaneh? Anyone with tzaras, a zav, or someone who's tamei mace. So that's a positive commandment. What does it say? It doesn't say there, don't go into the Beis HaMikdash when you're Tomei, but rather it says, if you happen to be Tomei in the Mikdash, Vishal Chumen Achareh, you need to leave. And how do you need to leave? So you may remember, we learned, you have to go out the shortest way. You can't take the long way out. Now, you can take your time. If you're walking the Derech HaKsara, and even if you're running the long way, we said, that's a problem because you took the long way out. But nonetheless, if you go out the Derech Aruka, you are the longer way, you're in violation of this pasuk. So let's say let's say they made a mistake. They said, everybody, by the way, if you're tummy in the Beis HaMikdash, now as long as you leave, doesn't matter which way you go, you can take the long way. And then afterwards they realize, that's not correct. So that's an erroneous ruling with respect to the positive commandment of Tumah B'Mikdash. So in such a case, and most of the people followed, it was actually how that happened. But let's say, it was Pesach, most of the people are Beis HaMikdash, and most of the people are Tomei Mace. And what do? They all, they realize they're supposed to leave. So, and they all take the long way out. So is there a parhelem double shel tzibur that's brought on behalf of the people by the Sanhedrin, by the Beis Din? No. Why? Because this is an exception to that rule, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. Here, since B'shogig, there's a carbon olive yored, it's not a classic carbon chatas, there's no parhelem double shel tzibur for an erroneous ruling. What's a lo tase? So a lo tase, it says, v'lo yitamu es machanehem, or when it comes to a yoledes, vel hamikdash lo tavo. So let's say Beis Din also made a mistake. They permitted some detail about this that they can go into the Beis HaMikdash, and it's not a problem for them to do so in this state of tumah, maybe a certain type of tumah, one detail of that halacha. So there's no par helam devil shel tzibur if the most of the people follow. And the ein mivin asham taloi ala seva lo sase shem mikdash. And another halacha, as we mentioned, asham taloi before. Asham taloi is where a person is unsure as a suffix whether they did something for which the chayev a carbon chatas or not. So if they knew they did it wrong, but it was b'shogeg, they'd be a carbon chatas. I'm not sure if I did the aveira. So then you can't bring a carbon chatas because you can't bring chulin ba'azara. If you're really not chayev a carbon chatas, you can't bring an animal to the Beis HaMikdash for no reason. Oh, but an asham tali you do bring. What's the asham tali? The asham tali is the one that's hell, it's hanging. It's held in abeyance, it's suspended in midair. What it does is, it's talui, it's an asham, it's a guilt offering that protects you until, as we mentioned, there's going to be some clarity. So a person, let's say, chalev is the forbidden fat from the back of the animal, but it looks exactly like the shuman, which is from the front of the animal. Certain, so person's not sure, he had in front of him a piece of chalev, which is a chiyuv kares to eat, a piece of shuman, which is perfectly permitted, maybe not healthy, but perfectly permitted, and he ate one, and then he's not sure which one he ate. He's chayev karban asham tali. So it's come to tell us that there's no asham tali on a suffek chait where there's no chatas kavua, there's no classic karban chatas, if you did it, b'mezid. And therefore, if you violate the positive commandment, the negative command of the mikdash, since there's no classic chatas kavua, there's a karban olive yored, then if there's a suffek, a situation, you're not sure whether you're in violation of this positive commandment, v'shalchu me'machaneh, you really need to the Beis HaMikdash, not sure if you went out the short way or the long way. Or the lota says, so you're not sure if you walked into the Beis HaMikdash when you were tamei or not. So in such a case, you wouldn't be in an asham tali, because asham tali is only brought when you have a suffek on something. Had you known what it was, you knew you did the aveir, you'd be chayv the classic carbon chatas, not the one that's dependent on your financial status. Avol chayavin ala seva lota se shebanida. But Beis Din will be chayv a parhelam davar shel tzibur on the positive commandment or negative commandment when it comes to nida. In fact, we already mentioned this in the past. And not only that, umivian and individuals will bring an asham tali ala seva lota se shebanida. Because nida, if you violate the laws of nida b'shogeg, well, basically the chayv kares, and b'shogeg chayv a chatas kavu, a regular carbon. So that's true. So you have a suffek, yichayev an asham tali. And if Beis Din made some type of mistake in their ruling, so then there's a parhelam davar shel tzibur that needs to be brought. You may remember the example we gave of where would Beis Din make a mistake in one of the details of Hilchos Nida, where it's something related to the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, the woman who bled for 1 or 2 days, not 3 days, but 1 or 2 days during the 11 potential Ziva days, after the 7 Nida days, the potential Ziva days, and she has to guard 1 day at Bitara, clean, and then she could go to the mikvah. So we said, Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, remember we came to the conclusion that that's really in the Chumash. So that, if they made a mistake with that ruling, that's something that Tzeduka and Mamode and they admit to, so that wouldn't be parhelam davar shel tzibur. But let's say they made a mistake and said, Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, that only applies during the daytime. But not if you bleed at nighttime. That's not correct. So if they made that mistake and you had a rove of the tzibur, it's a good question how that would happen. But okay, most of the tzibur, whatever it is, most of the women, whatever it is, were in such a situation and they followed that psak. There's no parhelam davar shel tzibur. And the Mishnah now gives an example. Okay, what's an example where there would be an asham tali? What's the example of, and the Mishnah here says, that an Rasham Tolei on an Aseh and a Lotaseh Shebrida. Now, Nida, we know this is a Lotaseh. Okay, it can't, the man can't live with a Nida. Very simple. But what's an Aseh of Nida? So you may remember this from Masech HaShavuos. Ask the Mishnah, Ezuhi mitzvahs Aseh Shebrida. Lotaseh is easy. What's a mitzvah Aseh when it comes to a Nida? Positive commandment for which Beis Din would be chayav a parhel of devil shosibur if they made a mistake in this area's havalacha, or a yachid, an individual, will bring an asham tolei because he has a suffek. That, the Mishnah says, perosh min hanida, separating from the nida. So you may remember, we'll quote from the Mishnah in Shavuos, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. What does it say there? Hayah mishamesh ma tahora. You have a man, and he's with his wife, intimate with his wife, and she's tahora, which is not a nida at all. V'amolo, she said, oh, nitmesi. Then in the middle of the act, she says, I became a nida. Upirish miyad, and he separates himself immediately. Chayef, the halacha is, if he does it b'mezid, knowing that he's not allowed to do that, he's chayef kares. And if he does it b'shogeg, or probably most cases, he would be chayef karban chatas. Why? So the Mishnah there says, b'nei sheyitzia so hanak lo kibiyaso. Because exiting is as, it gives him as much hana as the bia itself. As entering. So what should he do? So what's the halacha demand of such a person? So this is a mitzvah aseh. This is the positive commandment. A man who realizes b'shas tashmish that he is, there's the woman as well. Both of them realize b'shas tashmish. She was pirsa nida. So the halacha is that he has to wait until he's no longer aroused. And only then should he separate so he doesn't get hana from separating. That's the positive commandment of nida, not to follow, not to violate. And it's not a low tase, it's a positive commandment. Positive commandment to exit with, where one is not aroused. Where do we learn that from? The pasuk says, utihi nidasa alav. What do we learn from there? Even b'shas nidasa, even at the time that she's a nida, there is a command upon him. Even though they're only the b'shas tashmish, there's a positive commandment for him to be careful about. So if Beis Din made a mistake, in what way? They said, oh, it's no problem. You can separate immediately without, even while you're still aroused, it's not a problem. She becomes a nida during tashmish. And they realize, oh, that's a mistake. They are chayv par helem davashol tzibur. And if a person is a suffek about this, whether he violated this or not, he's chayv an asham tolui. Umitzvahs lo taseh. Oh, so this is maybe a little easier. Mishnah concludes. What's a mitzvahs lo taseh of anida? Lo tavor al anida. Says it elisha binidas tomasa lo sikraf. So what would be an example where Beis Din would give an erroneous ruling? Some detail when it comes to Hilchos Nida. They say, and we mentioned before, regarding Shemeshim Keneged Yom, a detail about that, let's say. So that's where they're Chayav Apar, and a person has a suffix whether he had this or not, or not. Let's say he's a suffix whether his wife was a Nida at all. Nothing to do with Bishas Tash, which became a Nida. So this is an example where if it's a suffix, he would be Chayav an Asham Tali. So it's an Asham Tali for the Aseh and the Lotase of Nida. But there's no Asham Tali for the Aseh and the Lotaseh of Mikdash. And in fact, why do we give this example of Nida? The same thing would be true for any of the Isurei Karis. Any of the 31 Isurei Karis, not those five exceptions, would have the same rule. So the answer is because the case of Nida is actually very comparable to the case of Mikdash. There's a Lotaseh, not to enter the Mikdash when you're Tamei, not to live with the Nida when she's a Nida, she's Tamei. And if in fact you find yourself as a Mikdash, you have to leave. When a man finds himself having tashmish with the nida, she became a nida at that moment, he has to leave. So since those cases are comparable, we give the example of nida.